At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am your host, Spencer. You must enunciate it like that, Spencer. Welcome to episode F213213 of this section, the F section, chapter 6, season 6. If you would be so kind as to write a review, write a review, give me those 5 stars so people know that this is the best podcast around. If you would like to get in contact with me, get a hold of me in any way, you can email me at dictionarypod@gmail.com. You can follow the social media at dictionarypod on some of the bigger places. My personal is at speedjampar. You can call the Google Voice number 917-727-5757, which I think is correct, but it is also in the show notes. Go double check that. You can leave a voicemail, which I will put in an episode unless you say don't. Please don't. You can buy some merchandise for things related to this podcast or a couple of other designs that I made, or also newly added characters from my world-famous animation Bulbous Bouffant. I did the visuals, not the audio. What else? You can join the Patreon for $1 a month, which will get you early episodes. And I think that's probably all the important things that I need to tell you, other than please share this podcast. Please let people know. When you go to the bar, tell your bartender, tell your server, tell your friends, tell your enemies. All right, now let's get into the words. The first word in this episode is freestanding. One word, adjective from 1876. 1876, trombones led the big parade. Number one, standing alone or on its own foundation, free of support or attachment, as in a freestanding wall. That wall somehow is standing all on its own. There's nothing supporting it. It's got a pretty good base, I guess. How many freestanding walls are there? I feel like usually they're attached to other walls, ceilings, or they're being propped up by something. Freestanding wall. If you don't lean on that freestanding wall, because then it's going to be a freestanding fall. Number two, the synonym is the first definition for the word independent, but especially not being part of or affiliated with another organization, as in a freestanding clinic, also a freestanding city, also a freestanding computer store. So all of those examples, the clinic, the city, the computer store, which all started with the letter C, they are independent. They are not connected or affiliated with any sort of organization. They're just independently owned, so they're freestanding. Look, Ma, I'm standing free. Whoa, I'm standing with no hands. How do I do this? All right, moving on to, oh, my sound effect. I know what I'm doing. I'm doing swish. The next word is free state. Two words. The first letters are capitalized. Noun from 1819. This is a state of the U.S. in which slavery was prohibited before the Civil War. After the Civil War, slavery was prohibited in all of the states. I don't know how many states we had at that time. Not as many as we do now. But before the Civil War, there were certain states that were free states, and pretty much they were the ones in the North. Illinois, my state, would have been a free state. New York, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. I'm not going to list them all because I don't know if I will get them accurate. There was something about the Mason-Dixon line. Was it if, in general, if you were below south of the Mason-Dixon line, they were not free states, but above the Mason-Dixon line, they were free states? And now, theoretically, all of the states are free. It sort of depends on your definition, I guess. All right. Next is freestone, one word. Noun from the 13th century. Number one, a stone that may be cut freely without splitting. I don't understand this. Is this a specific type of stone that you can cut? What does cut freely even mean? It's not attached to something else. You know, the people who work with stones, they really understand this. Cut freely without splitting. Yeah, the word free, I don't really understand this context at all. And you don't want your stone to split. It's like wood. Sometimes if it's like the wrong kind of wood or it's not in great condition and you go to cut it, it's just going to split all the way down. Same with stones. You don't want your stone to split. You want to say, I want to cut it here, not down that way. So I need a free stone. Number 2A. A fruit stone to which the flesh does not cling. Okay, I think we're talking about the pit of a fruit, like a peach, a cherry, a plum, right? Plums have pits, yep. What are some other ones? That's okay, we don't need more examples. The flesh does not cling to it. So I guess there are some fruits where the fleshy part that you eat of the fruit is not actually attached to the pit. The fruit stone, the free stone. Yeah, sometimes that stone, that pit comes out clean. And sometimes it's just covered in that flesh. But is it fruit specific? Or like this type of fruit, all of the stones in this type of fruit have free stones? Or are there ones, does it depend on the literal specific fruit that you have? I don't know. I mean, I've definitely had stones that come out clean, but I can't think of what fruit I was eating at the time. I can't remember everything. But we also have 2B, a fruit having such a stone. So that fruit is also called a freestone. And I've never heard of fruit be called freestones. Maybe let's just do a quick little look of which fruit is freestone. What's that? Oh, the opposite term would be clingstone. Freestone and clingstone. There's freestone peaches and clingstone peaches. Freestone refers to a type of peach. There's a new AI mode in Google. Nope, not interested. Thank you. Freestone refers to a type of peach where the flesh easily separates from the pit. This makes them easy to eat, slice, and use in various recipes, including canning and freezing. While the term freestone primarily applies to peaches, other stone fruits like nectarines, apricots, and plums can also have freestone varieties. So it's mostly peaches, but it's also some of these other fruits. And now you know, when you hear that term, freestone or clingstone, then you know what we're talking about. And I must have had clingstone way back in the seas. Do you remember this? I don't remember this because I had no context. Let's look. The cling. Yes, there's clingstone. Any of various stone fruits, like peaches or plums, with flesh that adheres strongly to the pit. There you go. I wasn't aware. And neither one of these says compare to. Doesn't freestone doesn't say compare to clingstone, and clingstone doesn't say compare to freestone, which would have been nice, I think, for them to put in. Just my 2 cents. Shwish. Next is freestyle. One word, noun from circa 1934. Number one, a competition in which the contestant is given more latitude than in related events, especially swimming competition in which the swimmer may use any stroke. Any stroke that they feel the most comfortable with, the one that they think that they are the fastest with, they can choose whatever. But isn't there that typical stroke called the freestyle stroke where you put your arms over and in and then you tilt your head to breathe and then you be kicking? I guess I thought that was freestyle, but maybe there's a different name for that one. But in general, freestyle, the competition, it's like you could just do whatever you want. You got more latitude. There aren't so many rules that you have to pertain to. Just have fun out there. Just go do your thing. Freestyle it. Do your style freely. It's not a specific style. It's a freestyle. All right, number two. The synonym, here we go. The number two definition for the word crawl. So that would be the crawl swimming stroke, where it sort of looks like you're crawling. Swish, swish. Sorry, that's not my sound effect. That's the water swishing as I freestyle crawl with one arm. I'm just going around in circles. Freestyler is a noun. There wasn't anything here about just making stuff up off the top of your head. Just freestyle it. You know, there's hip-hoppy people, rappers who are freestyling off the top of their head, phrases and rhymes, and I find that very impressive because I cannot do that. No, I gotta spend time to write something. And even then, it's not so good. Freestyle. We're gonna do a freestyle competition. We're surfing. There's no rules when we're freestyling. Hang 12. Swoosh. Next is free swimming. Two words with a hyphen. Adjective from 1869. Able to swim about. But also, not attached. I'm able to swim about. I am... It's a funny way to word that. Able to swim about. So if you were literally just able to swim, is that what we're saying? Just get in the water and swim? That's free swimming? But specifically, not attached. You are not attached to a thing, so you are free to swim wherever you want. But we have an example. The free swimming larva of the barnacle. So the larva of the barnacle is not attached to anything. So they're just swimming freely. I don't think they know where they're going. I don't know if they have the ability to control their swimming, but they're just out there in the vast ocean of the world, swimming freely, going on a journey. The larva, the barnacle larva, the barnar larva. Swish. Next is free swinging. Two words with a hyphen. Adjective from 1949. Bold, forthright, and heedless of personal consequences. As in, a free swinging soldier of fortune. That is a quote from Will Herberg. So, these soldiers of fortune, they were free swinging because they were bold and forthright and heedless of personal consequences. They didn't care what happened to them. They just wanted to go out there and fight, go out there and help other people. Maybe that guy in that movie, Hacksaw Ridge, was that what it was called? I can't believe I came up with that. That was a true story about a guy, I think, in World War II, who was a conscientious objector, and he said, I don't want to fight, I'm not going to do it, I'm going to help a lot of people, and he went and he saved so many lives. He went back and forth, taking people away from the battlefield, and I think he would have been a free-swinging person, because he was swinging his boldness freely? Why is free swinging? What is the purpose of this term? Why are we using these words? Free swinging. I could take it to an adult area, but I don't know if that's what is meant, so I'm not even going to say it. Okay. Free swinging soldiers. Woo! Woo! Swish! Next is free-tailed bat. Now, it is not three-tailed bat. This is a free-tailed bat. I want to know why. So, free-tailed is hyphenated. This is a noun from 1895. This is any of a family of bats characterized by a tail that projects beyond the posterior part of the flight membrane and found in warm regions of the world. And the family name is Molossidae. Molossidae. Now, of course, you know, I gotta look up a picture of a free-tailed bat because I need to understand this. Let's look up the images, and of course, I should post a picture of one of these. I've gotten quite behind on my picture posting. Okay, well, here's one. All right, so I believe that this is a good example of a free-tailed bat. So in addition to having the flying membrane in between their fingers, the bats also have a flying membrane between, well, basically their legs and their butt and down part of the tail. But I guess some bats, well, in this context, the bat has more tail that goes beyond that membrane. So it's like, you'll see the picture later when I post it, but there's the legs and then this membrane, thin membrane goes from the legs to a point to part of the tail. But then in this case, this photo that I'm looking at, there's like 3/4 more of the tail past that membrane. So it's a free-tailed bat. And I don't know how many bats are free-tailed. They must not be all of them. Some of them are not free-tailed, I guess. So their tail only goes up to the end of the membrane, and they don't have any extra tail, and that's very sad for them. Very, very sad. Anything else? I guess their tail is free to swing around, to help. What's the point of having a tail that goes beyond? Does it do anything? Can they use it to latch on to something? I'm a free-tailed bat, I'm flying around. Look at my tail, it's swinging freely. Shush! Next is free thinker, one word, noun from 1692. One who forms opinions on the basis of reason, independently of authority. Whew! But especially, one who doubts or denies religious dogma. This was a much bigger deal. To be a free thinker was a much bigger deal back then in the, I guess, in the 1600s and before and after. These days, it's not as much of a thing, because back then, the religions controlled so much more, like the government or something. And so if you said, no, actually, I'm going to use science, I'm going to use reason, I'm going to use logic to base my opinions, instead of just listening to what the religious people say, and maybe not so much science. Galileo was a free thinker. That's so scary. He's looking up in telescopes and observing things. What's that E word? Empirical. He's using empirical evidence because he's observed these things after many, many tests. And he's now a free thinker. He's free to think differently than what the religious people have to say. Is free the right word here? I mean, at the time, it connotes something. It has the feeling of, if you are not a free thinker, that means you are being controlled. You are not free, but everybody wants to be free. Everybody should be free to think about whatever they want to think about. I don't know. I'm going down a rabbit hole, I guess, but, you know, I think it's good to be a free thinker. Think for yourself. And these days, I think we're having the same problem. It's still partly religious, but it's also just people kind of being a little brainwashed, a little indoctrinated, just thinking whatever somebody else is saying and not using evidence to think for themselves. Okay, I think we've said enough about that. Free thinking is a noun or an adjective, and I think it's good to be a free thinker. It has a little bit of a new meaning these days in the 21st century. Okay, moving on to something similar. Shoosh. Free thought. Two words. Noun from 1711. Unorthodox attitudes or beliefs, but specifically, 18th century deism or deism, which is related to gods and such. I should minimize this page because it's distracting. It's all those bats looking at me. So these are the free thought. The thought you have when you are a free thinker are unorthodox attitudes or beliefs. They are different. They're not typical than what was mostly typical at that time. But specifically, 18th century deism. I'm not entirely sure. I don't know enough about this. I can't add to that one. But mostly, it's just thinking something that is maybe not so typical. Like, ooh, I don't know. My free thought was reading the dictionary in podcast form. Shush! Maybe you'll hear that sound, swish, when you make a free throw. Two words. Noun from 1891. 1891. Okay, I never know when sports are started. This is an unhindered shot in basketball made from behind a set line and awarded because of a foul by an opponent. When the opponent elbows you in the stomach and you go, oh, that hurt really bad, then the ref is like, all right, you get to do a free throw. They were clearly not allowed to elbow you in the stomach. And so you may now stand in the line and shoot one or two free throws. And, you know, nobody's going to try and stop you. Nope, they won't. They're not allowed. Free throw, free throw. We're making free throws. We're making three free throws. All right, now we got to move on to swish. Free throw lane. What street do you live on? I live on free throw lane. Oh, is that near 3 Point Boulevard? All right. Free throw lane, noun from circa 1929. This is a 12 or 16 foot wide lane on a basketball court that extends from underneath the goal to a line 15 feet in front of the backboard and that players may not enter during a free throw. So it seems like, oh, I don't know, about how many years? About 40 years later, after they started throwing free throws, they were like, you guys, you're in the way. You're in this area between the free throw thrower and the basket, and you're distracting them. You're trying to block the shot. No. The whole point of the free throw is that they have a free space, a free, clear area. So then they blocked it off and they said, look at this box here, this rectangle from the basket to the person throwing, and then on either side, this is a square, that, a rectangle that you cannot go into. You know, this is the free throw lane. Stand outside of the free throw lane until they've thrown the ball, then you can run in to try and get the ball, get the rebound. Or if they make the shot, then you just gotta do your thing and move on. All right, the free throw lane. I don't know if I knew that that's what it was called. Swish! Now we have free trade. Two words. Noun from 1655. This is trade based on the unrestricted international exchange of goods with tariffs used only as a source of revenue. There has been a lot of talk recently about free trade and tariffs and all that stuff, and it's confusing to me. I just know that with all of those tariffs is raising prices for the regular people, and it's making things much more difficult. Trade based on the unrestricted international exchange of goods. It's not restricted in any way. You're free to trade with whoever you want to trade. So I don't know. Is it like, do some countries have free trade right now? Are there certain is it like free trade with certain countries, but then not free trade with other countries? I don't know. And then the tariffs are used only as a source of revenue. Well, we got to make some money, so we're going to throw some tariffs. So does that mean that it's not free trade when you've got the tariffs attached to it? I'm not sure. Shwish. Free trader. Noun from 1832. This is one that practices or advocates free trade. I don't know. Seems like a good thing. I don't know so much about these foreign relations and the economical stuff and all those. But yeah, I mean, I think it's just, hey, let's trade some stuff. Let's trade goods and services. We're going to send you some cars over to your country because you like our cars. And then you can give us a back rub. Thank you very much. Swish. Free verse. Two words. Noun from 1908. Verse whose meter is irregular in some respect or whose rhyme is not metrical. This is, you're just playing around with the form of poetry. You are maybe freestyling your poetry a little bit. You're like, I don't necessarily want to do a rhyming scheme of A, B, A, B, C, D, C, D. I want to do a rhyming scheme of nothing. No rhyming scheme. Or maybe it's A, A, B, C, B, D, E, D, E, A, C, B. That would be a little bit of a free verse. The meter is irregular. Oh, so I think that's like how many syllables on each line. Maybe the first line's got 7, but then the next line's got 10, and the one after that's got 3. And you just repeat that or you don't repeat that. It's free, free to write your verse in any way you want. I particularly like a haiku because it doesn't have to rhyme, and all I just need to figure out is numbers, just the syllable numbers, and I like to make them funny. Okay, now, that was it for free verse. Writing free verse, writing free verse. It's not rhyming, it's writing free verse. Swish. Now we have freeware. One word, noun from 1983. This is software that is available for use at no cost or for a nominal, usually voluntary fee. So it's either completely free, which makes sense, it's freeware, or you can get it for free, or you can donate a little bit of money to the person who is providing it to you for free. It's probably a nice thing to do because they're not probably making so much money on this thing if they're offering it for free because people don't want to pay. But, you know, it's good karma, I think, to just give them a few bucks. Whatever. It's nothing. It's just a few bucks. It's you can get a coffee drink for like $10, but you can get freeware for $1. It's something. It's something for all of the hard work that they put into it. The programming, the testing, all of that stuff. Freeware. But I'm not going to pay for it. Swish! Freeway. Noun from circa 1930. Number one, an expressway with fully controlled access. And I don't really know what that means in terms of a freeway, a highway, an expressway, fully controlled access. So does that mean that the ways to get on the freeway are they're very specific points? You can't just go on wherever. You have to go to a certain entry ramp to get onto the freeway. Is that what it is? It seems opposite. It seems like the freeway would be, you can just hop on this freeway wherever, but I'm not so sure. But number two is a highway without toll fees. That one makes much more sense. Freeway. This highway, expressway, is free. You don't have to pay any tolls, so it's a freeway. That makes so much more sense. The other one I don't fully understand. You can try to explain it to me if you want in an email or a voicemail. That would be wonderful. But I understand not paying money, and that's free. Freeway, let's sing a song about all the words. Freeway, I'm driving on the freeway. The access is fully controlled. I'm not paying a dime for the freeway. I'm using my iPass, but that's not a freeway. That's a highway. That's a paid way. Swish! Now we have free wheel. One word. Yes, it's like the wheel that your car is driving on, or you're steering with the wheel. This is a noun from 1930. It is a clutch fitted in the rear hub of a bicycle that permits the rear wheel to run on free from the rear sprocket when the pedals are stopped. All right, that was a little bit of a confusing definition. A clutch fitted in the rear hub of a bicycle that permits the rear wheel to run, is it just to run on free? To run on free from the rear sprocket when the pedals are stopped. So it basically is just a mechanism in there to let the wheel spin even when the bike isn't going. So it's not connected to the chain and the other gears. The wheel is just free. Free to spin. It's a free spinning wheel. I guess, yeah. When you're getting a bike, the person might be like, do you want a freewheel bike or a not freewheel bike? And you're like, I don't know. I don't care. I just need to get around. Swish. Freewheel, second form. Now, I just assumed I didn't even read. This is an intransitive verb from 1903. Number one, to roll along freely, independent of a gear. Look at me, I'm rolling along. I'm a freewheel, and I'm freewheeling down the road because I'm not attached to any gears. Number two, to move, live, or play freely or irresponsibly. That's the most fun way to live. Being a little bit irresponsible, maybe. Moving freewheelingly, living in a freewheeling way, freewheeling it. I'm just freewheeling life. I'm just taking it day by day, see where I go. I'm just going to do a little hitchhiking. I'm going to freewheel my way through life. Freewheeler is a noun. I'm a freewheeler. I'm a loner, daddy. A freewheeler. All right, now we have one more word which is related. Swish! It's freewheeling. One word, adjective from 1931. This is one main definition with some sub-definitions. It is free and loose in form or manner, as a, heedless of social norms or niceties, as in, the raider style of his freewheeling father. That is a quote from Gary Wills. Gary's got two R's in his name. So Gary Wills was talking about somebody whose father was freewheeling, not living to the social norms or the social niceties. He called that a raider style? B, not repressed or restrained, as in freewheeling promiscuity. That is where, well, I assume they mean you are promiscuous in, maybe sleeping around with a number of partners. So you are not repressed or restrained. Your sexuality is not repressed. And wow, can you hear my voice got all messed up and raw? Maybe it's because I don't do enough vocal exercises. Let's have a sip of some warm coffee stuff. I think I've heard it's not good to have hot stuff when your voice gets like this. I gotta pause for a second and do a little coughing something. We're back. It's not much better. But that's okay, because we're almost done. So your sexuality is not repressed or restrained. You're freewheeling your physical love life. You're out there. You're like, hey, let's see what it's like to have some sexy fun with these people. You know, let's be careful. Let's have consent, first and foremost. Let's use protection. That would be very smart. And, you know, we just wanna freewheel out there. Freewheeling. Promiscuity. There's another example. A freewheeling competitive spirit. Your competitive spirit is not repressed or restrained. you're just like, screw you, I'm being competitive. I'm going to take you down, mother flipper. All right, now we got C. Not bound by formal rules, procedures, or guidelines, as in a freewheeling investigation. Number D, loose and undisciplined, also not defensive, as in a freewheeling style of hockey. That would be a fun way to watch hockey. Loose and undisciplined. Oh, they're not being defensive. They're loose and undisciplined with how they play with that puck going up and down. Maybe they're doing some backflips on the ice skating rink while they're playing hockey. Freewheelingly is an adverb. All right, so now we have read all of the words. I think my voice has come back a little bit. What do you think it is time for? Yes, of course, you are correct. It is time for the word of the episode. So today we had freestanding, free state, free stone, freestyle, free swimming, free swinging, free tailed bat, free thinker, free thought, free throw lane, free trade, free trader, free verse, freeware, freeway, freewheel, and freewheeling. Sort of sounds like I'm trying to say the word three, but I have a speech impediment. So it would be three standing, three state. No, we're not going to go through all that again. So which one do we think is the word of the episode? Which one is worthy to be the word of the episode? Well, there are some good stuff in here, but I think I should probably pick free thinker as the word of the episode. I'm a free thinker, I'm thinking freely. I'm not gonna do what the religion says. I'm gonna think freely, use science, use facts and data to add to my thoughts. So good. These songs are amazing. I can't believe I haven't won any Grammys yet. All right, now let's say another movie that I watched. I watched a movie on the plane. I watched many movies on the plane. This next one was The Day the Earth Blew Up, Warner Brothers Looney Tunes movie with featuring Porky Pig and Daffy Duck and Petunia Pig. Haven't gotten to see a lot of Petunia Pig over the years. You know, it's just your wonderful, silly Looney Tunes cartoon stuff, but modern, you know, made in the digital world, looks beautiful. The jokes, the animation gags are so ridiculous. You know, it's your pretty typical Looney Tunes stuff. But it's just very silly and fun. And it would have been cool to see it in a theater, actually, because I just wanted to see that. But they are saying that if that movie did well, if a lot of people watch that movie, particularly in the theater, which we're long past now, then maybe they will release the Coyote versus Acme movie, which I am much more excited about that one than the day the Earth blew up. The day the Earth blew up. So maybe they will release it. It sounds like there's some rumblings. They might release that Coyote versus Acme movie, which I would love to see. I also want to point out that I believe the actor, it's the same actor who did both Porky Pig and Daffy Duck, which is pretty amazing. Although I guess it's not as crazy as you'd think, because I think Mel Blanc, do I have that correctly? Did Mel Blanc do like all of the Looney Tunes voices? What an amazing voice actor he was. The Day the Earth Blew Up. I am looking up this movie. Let's hit enter to force it to go. But man, I was on the plane, and because I've always been the type of person who wanted to like repeat the things that I hear, especially if it's in like a fun voice or something, I wanted to repeat everything that these characters were saying. Daffy Duck being all ridiculous. So let's see. Let's look up, let's put this into another form because I need to see all the information. Here we go. Eric Bauza played both Daffy Duck and Porky Pig. Yes. Candy Milo played Petunia Pig and the old lady. And then there's, a lot of these other people play a couple of voices as well. Oh man, that Eric Bauza, I don't know who he is, but he's very talented. He's from Canada. All right. This is going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking it out. This has been Spencer dispensing information. That's all, folks.